This is the Business English Certificate Higher 4, Listening Test 1. You will hear an introduction to each part of the test, and you'll have time to look at the questions before you listen. You'll hear each piece twice. While you're listening, you should write your answers on the question paper. You'll have time at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There will now be a pause. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part 1. Part 1. Questions 1 to 12. You will hear Jack Lester, founder of Hind Instruments Corporation, a telescope manufacturer, giving a talk about the development of his company. As you listen, for questions 1 to 12, complete the notes using up to 3 words or a number. After you have listened once, replay the recording. You now have 45 seconds to read through the notes. Now listen and complete the notes.
My name is Jack Lester, and I'm here to talk about the company I originally founded in 1972, Hind Instruments. Today, the company, with factories in Nevada and Texas, and its headquarters in California, is one of the world's largest manufacturers of telescopes. Sales have grown at a rate of 36% for the last 10 years, and in 2002 reached $126 million. But this hasn't always been the case. In fact, in 1991, the threat of bankruptcy was hanging over the company. I've always been an amateur astronomer and started building my own telescopes when I was 10. After working as an engineer at WAC, it seemed quite natural to start my own telescope company, Hind Instruments. To start with, the company imported telescopes and sold them by mail order. But by 1977, the company was making its own telescopes. Almost overnight, we took a huge portion of the market, amateur astronomers being keen to buy our telescopes because of the features they offered. By 1983, sales reached $2 million. In 1986, I sold the company for $6.5 million to the Amtex Group, staying on as president. From the start, I disagreed with the new owners, and things did not go well. Then, the sky fell in. In February 1991, the bank called in the company's loans. There was no cash at the time. In fact, the company's balance sheet gave a net worth of minus $2.5 million for 1991, the company having lost that much the previous year on sales of $11.5 million. I made a personal loan to the company of $65,000 to stave off the bank for 1 week so I could start to negotiate with 3 senior managers at Hind interested in buying the company. It worked, and Amtex agreed to sell us 100% of the company's stock, along with all its liabilities, for $1,000. As the key investor, I purchased 51% of the company for $510. The 4 of us managed to put together $2 million, and we decided this was to be used totally on product development. Amtex hadn't moved on any new products, so We had the luxury of engineering and of proof of concept waiting for us. We published a new catalog of high-tech products and took out advertising in leading astronomy magazines. Just 12 months after our purchase, we managed to get the company into the black. For the first 2 years, we all took very modest salaries. But it was an exciting time, and progress was being made. We develop products the market wants to buy. We rely on our instincts and have frank discussions with dealers. We do this rather than run marketing studies because we think they can be a waste of time. It sounds simple, and it works for us. And while the advanced telescopes are clearly the company's brand strength, a major reason for our success with consumers is our ability to apply sophisticated technology to mass market models. We offer a range of telescopes costing from $89 to $15,000. But 50% of sales are generated by telescopes sold for under $500. In the future, I see Hind creating more telescopes for amateur astronomers. But the company is also looking for ways to broaden into new markets. We believe that our core competencies are in demand and will achieve that breakthrough for us. For the last year, for example, the company has supplied optical components to HNT Networks in Seattle, a wireless communications company. Thank you. If you have any...
Now listen to the recording again. That is the end of part one. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.